this morning at Ephesians chapter 1, and particularly the Holy Spirit-inspired prayer that Paul prayed over the church in Ephesus. But prior to that, leading up to that powerful prayer, we see Paul made some powerful statements. And one, he said he was an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. He didn't make himself apostle. It wasn't conferred on him by man, but by the will of God. And he said this, he opens by saying, "Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ." And he said, Jesus Christ, who blessed us, he has blessed us. So we are blessed. And he said, he chose us in him. God chose us in Christ Jesus, so we are chosen. And he said, we were predestined to the adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself. God chose us, predestined us to the adoption as of sons in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And we are accepted in the beloved. All of this is in Ephesians 1 leading up to this powerful prayer. And it says also in verse 7, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin. We have redemption by the blood of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sin. He also says that in Christ, in him, we have obtained an inheritance. In Christ, we've obtained an inheritance. But he also said too that we are the guarantee that Christ, Holy Spirit, is the guarantee of our inheritance. The Holy Spirit is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. So now he begins to pray. He said, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, our faith is spoken of. Our faith is proclaimed. People speak of our faith. There's a demonstration of our faith among the populace. So Paul heard of this faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and our love for all the saints. So he said, I do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, in knowing God, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead. That same power that raised Christ from the dead indwells us. And he said, he worked this power in Christ, which raised him from the dead and seated him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but that which is to come. And he's put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body. We are the body of Christ, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. That's a powerful prayer. That's a prayer that God answers because it is Holy Spirit inspired. So we can pray that prayer for ourselves. We can pray that prayer for one another. We can pray that prayer for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's be people who are praying powerful, God-initiated, God-ordained prayers. Father, we thank you and we give praise, for you are good. We thank you, Father, for the eyes of our understanding being flooded with light We thank you, Father, that we are filled with all of your fullness. We thank you, Father, that the same power that raised Christ from the dead indwells us. Father, we rejoice in you and give praise in Jesus' name. Amen.